Forget gold, silver, and bronze. Barbara Schaller is all about the blue, red, and white. Ribbons, that is. She's won more than 200 of them at the Minnesota State Fair over the last quarter century. So many that she calls herself a—what was that, Barb?
Well, we call ourselves ribbon sluts.
Mm-hmm. And her specialty is canning. Give her a fruit or a vegetable, and she'll can the living soul out of it. Barbara Schaller joins me now from St. Paul. She's at the fairgrounds where the festivities just opened this week. Welcome, Queen Barbara.
Hi, Jackie.
Do your friends call you that, Queen?
Oh, that would be fine. Mother Superior is how my internet friends refer to me on the food preserving group that I participate in.
So how many blue ribbons did you take home this year?
This year, I only had 4.
Mm.
But you know what? It's better than a poke in the eye with a sharp stick.
Absolutely. And what were the 4 blue ribbons for?
The blue ribbons were for blackberry jam, blackberry jelly, stewed tomatoes, and tomato juice.
That sounds like a pretty good quartet to me.
Yeah, I think so, too. My biggest coup, though, Jackie, was the fact that I won a 4th place ribbon for my pickled boiled dirt chunks. That's what I call pickled beets.
Pickled boiled dirt chunks?
Yep.
Hmm. A Minnesota specialty?
Well, it's my specialty because I don't eat beets.
So does that mean you don't taste these things that you actually can, the pickled beets?
That is exactly what that means. I've entered them 3 times, and I have no I have no idea what they taste like.
So, Queenie, you are so good that you can things that you don't even taste. I'd like to know your secret, because I got to tell you, I tried to put up some tomatoes when I was about 21. We won't say how long ago that was, in some kind of fit of conservation. And when they blew up on the stove, my walls resembled the St. Valentine's Day Massacre, I'd have to say.
Yeah, you did something wrong, is going to be my guess. Were you pressure canning them, or were you
I don't know. I never tried it again.
Oh, yeah.
You had 4 blue ribbons this year. So how many entries did you submit?
The canners can enter 20 entries, and I do that every year. I max out. This year I had 4 blue ribbons, no 2nd place ribbons, I think 4 3rd place ribbons, and 3 4th place ribbons.
What do you do with all those ribbons when you get them home?
I don't know. They usually kind of sit around and then they get shuffled off someplace.
Maybe you need to consider quilting or something with them.
Yes, I think that would be cool to have somebody make a pillow for me. But I'm kind of a loser when it comes to a needle and thread.
Barbara Schaller is one of the winningest canners in the history of the Minnesota State Fair, and that's saying a lot. Thanks so much for speaking with us, Barbara.
Bye-bye.
Jam. Oh, jam. Jam, titty jam for me, yeah.
Up next, meet Joe Biden, vice presidential candidate, former stutterer, and long, long-distance commuter. This is NPR News.